This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hear what's that sound?
Well, it could be the end of the dream for many young illegal immigrants. President Trump is expected to fulfill a campaign promise as soon as tomorrow by announcing the end of the so-called Dreamer program, with caveats. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts joins us with details tonight. Good evening, John.
Greg, good evening to you. Some 800,000 people who are in this country illegally were brought here as children by their parents. In 2012, President Obama moved to suspend immigration action against them by executive order. And now, President Trump appears set to roll back that order.
Sources tell Fox News that President Trump is expected to announce as early as tomorrow that he is ending the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program known as DACA. Rather than cut it off, the president would allow the program to lapse, meaning that so-called dreamers could stay until their work permits expire, which for some could be as long as 2 years. President Trump is facing a September 5th deadline on DACA. That is when Texas and 9 other states plan to sue the administration if the president doesn't move to end it. The group Federation for American Immigration Reform, which opposed DACA, applauds the idea of letting the program lapse.
And in good faith, Donald Trump has to make an effort to end these programs. It's a very good opportunity for the Democrats to turn around and say, hey, you know, do we really care about these folks? If so, maybe they'll start to work with Trump.
Republican strategist Liz Mayer, who's been a leading critic of ending DACA, believes letting it lapse is the wrong thing to do.
It will have negative economic consequences and negative consequences for a lot of employers and a lot of people who benefit from having dreamers in the economy in terms of being taxpayers and consumers.
In the election campaign, candidate Trump railed against DACA, insisting for President Obama to arbitrarily carve out an exception to U.S. immigration law was unconstitutional.
We will immediately terminate President Obama's 2 illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution.
But as president, sources say, he came to a deeper understanding of the situation surrounding children who had no say in the fact they were brought into this country illegally by their parents.
We're going to show great heart. DACA is a very, very difficult subject for me, I will tell you. To me, it's one of the most difficult subjects I have because you have these incredible kids. I love kids. I have kids and grandkids. And I find it very, very hard doing what the law says exactly to do.
At one point, the president told Dreamers that they were the least of his priorities when it came to addressing illegal immigration.
They shouldn't be very worried. They are here illegally. They shouldn't be very worried. I do have a big heart. We're going to take care of everybody.
But the political pressure on the president was inevitably moving toward ending the program.
Now, the president could still try to push back Tuesday's deadline and postpone an announcement, maybe reach some compromise with Congress, but even supporters of DACA say the president really doesn't have any choice here, and rather than leveling criticism at the White House or ending the program, supporters of DACA should turn their fire on Congress to act legislatively to do something to protect the dreamers.
Agree with that, that the pressure needs to be put on Congress, that the president can do only so much. Yes, he's leading the way here, and basically what he's trying to do in the interest of rule of law is say, let's get everybody out of the shadows. You know, let's not have these young kids running around thinking, hey, they're going to be deported, they're going to be arrested, and suddenly they have no country and one that they can relate to. I mean, this is what they grew up with. You know, that's like, in a way, like with me, even though I have a last name Martinez, the way we were raised, we assimilated. My parents were both, both citizens and legal. We didn't deal with any illegality, but, if you just said, hey, your name's Martinez and now you're going to have to go live in Mexico, I where? What? You know, how am I going to relate everything that I know has been about America? You know, I served in the Marine Corps. You know, I didn't serve in the Mexican army, you know, and there's, of course, lots of stories there, you know, family background wise that we can get into on another day. But, you know, for these young kids that were brought here, I think what it does, in a sense, is an opportunity not only put the pressure on the legislators, but even on the children, you know. And I know some of these kids have entered the military. They are, you know, they've assimilated. They're working hard, you know, and like anything else, you know, if they've committed the crime, then they're going to do the time. But this isn't, you know, what we're talking about at this particular juncture. But, you know, in the whole scope of, you know, of the immigration program, the reason that's so broken is because the politicians decided to break it and not enforce laws. And this is what Trump is trying to do. He's trying to stay faithful with himself and Jeff Sessions and the promises he made. And what Main Street America is saying is that, you know, look at, let's make sure that we have all the facts together and that, you know, that we're back in the rule of law and not violating things here. So, you know, I appreciate what he's trying to do. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up right after this.
Grid Systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us as we're celebrating Labor Day. And yes, it's the start of the Labor Day weekend. And of course, it's time for us to have our award-winning syndicated I say our, only because, you know, I love Bruce so much and I so appreciate what he shares with us from a historic perspective. Bruce, of course, author and speaker. You can find out more about Bruce at historylessons.net. It is all right there. His work has appeared in magazines and newspapers nationwide, regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. A history fanatic since childhood, he launched Bruce's History Lessons back in 2001, and it's written to be both entertaining and informative. The short, about 450 words, column covers little-known events in American and world history. Sadly, those events are becoming less and less known because of I don't know what it is about our educational system that wants to shy away from something so significant as our history. Bruce Kaufman, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you for having me on, as always.
Happy Labor Day.
And you as well, and your listeners.
Yeah, here we are. You know, it's amazing with, you know, history becoming, under attack in so many forms right now. And, of course, you got a lot of young kids that are starting to, you know, hear about 1984 and George Orwell, and they're reading some of this stuff, and they're going, wow, you know, how long has this book been out, you know? and especially when it talks about he who controls the past can control the present and the future.
Yeah, well, that's true in a good way as well as a bad way, Bill. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, George Santayana's quote that those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it. It may be a cliche, but it's cliches become cliches because they're so manifestly true. Mm-hmm. If we forget our past, then as David McCullough once put it, a nation that forgets its past can function no better than a man with amnesia.
Yeah, well,
we need to understand our past in order, number one, and this gets into the Confederate Charlottesville issue.
Exactly.
Number one, okay, we learn from our past. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to erase your past, then we're not going to learn from our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the whole idea of our history is that we've had bad history as well as good. Slavery, our treatment of the Indians. We had some periods in American history that we should not be proud of, but we should remember them so we don't repeat them.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that here we are responding to a small percentage of people here. I mean, these are people on the lunatic fringe that are tearing down statues. You know, I think according to one poll, 62% of America says, hey, leave them up. What are you doing? But the thing is that that's all they're doing. They're participating in polls. They're not doing anything back and pushing back this insanity. And so they're being overrun here. And this is the problem with the silent majority is at times you can't be silent. And you staying at home, comfortable and whatever. And, you know, then you're going to find yourself realizing, you know, that other saying about how they came for different people groups. And you weren't one. So you just ignored it until they came for you. And there was nobody there to save you. Right.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, and we've talked about this before, Bill. This is also the problem with the progressive administrative state that has taken over our nation. The people like you and I who object to government controlling our lives, the way government is now controlling our lives, we need to do more about this. We need to organize. We need to be more vocal in our protests of this if we're going to reverse it.
Exactly. Well, you know, for us, and I'm not saying that's all I can do, I'm happy to do more. And, you know, people have called me and said, look, why don't you come out and talk to our group? In a heartbeat, I will be there to talk to your group. Is that we need to be encouraged and understand what we're hearing, what we're getting from the mainstream media is a microcosm. What they seem to be focused on are the edges that promote the lunatic fringe. This is what was very pronounced in this last election. Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, the silent majority, spoke up and said, look, I want to be heard. I want to be represented. But the thing is, even they, after, 250 days of their president that they've elected, you know, I say their president, this is their man, this is who they chose, and I mean that in a good way, but they can't just abandon him. They can't just say, okay, hey, go do your thing. You know, he needs support, and clearly he's not getting the support, even from his own party, which is just amazing to me. And now you even have Dianne Feinstein probably, you know, in some moment of reality and reason says, hey, look, give him some time. Boy, I'll tell you, the left went absolutely bonkers after that, you know, a word of admonition, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. This is, again, you know, the real Americans out there, Bill, I mean, the people that the ordinary, average, everyday, God-fearing, patriotic, hardworking Americans, they probably couldn't care less about Trump's fight with the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. What they care about, and this is the backbone of our country, what they care about is getting up in the morning, going to work, providing for their families, choosing their own path in life, accepting individual responsibility. That's the real America. Those are the people who voted for Donald Trump, by the way. And so the focus right now to them is, yeah, let's get the stuff done that Donald Trump promised us. And he's, you know, in many cases, he's actually trying. In many cases, he's been successful. I have some problems with some of his methodology.
Sure.
But I'm absolutely 100% behind him on his goals.
Yeah, his personality is curious, but we all have curious personalities. And though, you know, and you and I discussed this forever, I mean, it's who he is. And it's not my job to change him. But the thing is that as far as our country is concerned, as those of us who want to protect the integrity of the Constitution and understand it to be something that is worth dying for, that others have died for, have given up their treasure, their very lives, everything that they represent for the sake of the Constitution, there are many of us that believe the same way. And when we're off track, like this country has been, then we need to have somebody who can lead the way. And at this point right now, Donald Trump, like him or not, is at the core looking at and focusing on the things that we need to do that promote the very things that you just mentioned, Bruce.
Yeah.
His style, that's another thing. Does he have enough empathy? Do I care about Melania's stilettos? No. In the bigger scheme of things, you know, I'm concerned about the people in Houston and in Louisiana for them getting back on their feet as quickly as possible. A fourth of our economy has been compromised, and this is right on the heels of a report of a 3% GDP growth.
Yeah.
Bruce, I mean, we haven't seen that in a long time, and now we're going to take a hit, and I don't know, you know, when we'll see 3% again, because that's, you know, this is a huge hit, and
yeah.
We've got to recover, and we've got to do it in the most expeditious of manners, and we can't sit there and worry about somebody's shoes, kind of murking up the process, don't you think?
Yeah, I do, and by the way, speaking of what is representative of our country, it's not Charlottesville, it is what is happening in Houston, Texas right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. Bruce Kaufman is with us, yes, our favorite historian. We're back to talk about Labor Day, its history. We're going to remind you of, you know, that spirit that lies within you that's on demonstration in Texas right now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of
Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, TCB in it. Yeah, you got to do it, huh? Take care of business. After all, it's Labor Day. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bruce Kaufman is with us, our favorite historian, to set the record straight. You know, like every other holiday, Bruce, it's like there's always that tension between who thought of it. No, you were second. It was my idea. You heard me talking in my sleep or whatever, you know, so... such was the case with the McGuire brothers, huh, coming up with Labor Day.
Still struggling. McGuire's spelled differently. One's M-C-G, the other's M-A-G. Peter and Matthew McGuire. And who is the one who thought of it, we'll be arguing that probably forever.
Yes.
But I was just thinking about this place.
But at least we know for sure neither one of them founded America and or created the Internet. So, so far, so good. All right.
So we know Al Gore created the Internet.
Yes, right.
Anyway, you think about Labor Day, it is really it's an underrated holiday in a lot of ways, because what it celebrates is what you and I were just talking about before the break. The average, everyday working person who gets up every 5 days a week and goes to work to support his family, to put food on the table, a roof over their heads and all of that. That's what we're supporting here, is the working person, the average, everyday, hardworking, God-fearing, patriotic American. And that's why this is, I think, one of the most underrated holidays. It's one of the most quintessentially American holidays there is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and from a spiritual standpoint, Solomon, the wisest man to walk the earth outside of Jesus, God said he was going to give him so much wisdom that there would not be another like him. He said very wisely that we should be about our business. We should work hard and enjoy what God has given us. The duty that he has assigned to us in labor. And so when I look at people that are most happy and fulfilled, it is when they're about their designed business and their choice of labor.
Yes, absolutely. But just to quickly go back to the history of Labor Day, it actually started with the Industrial Age, the turn of the 19th century. The late 1800s, the country, America, had gone from basically an agricultural economy to a industrial economy. The Industrial Age had arrived. And so instead of having farmers out in the fields, we had laborers in factories. Mm-hmm. The problem was that they were treated very inhumanely. They were working 12-hour days, sometimes 7 days a week. There were boys 7 years old who were working in factories. And the issue was, and they were being poorly paid, overworked, the working conditions were terrible. So there was kind of a two-pronged response. Congress, Teddy Roosevelt was president, and he and Congress passed a whole bunch of laws, and this was a very good thing, protecting the worker.
Right.
There were labor laws. There were child labor laws. There were working hour laws. There were safety laws on that side. On the other side, on a lower level, unions were springing up, and also to protect the working man. And so as the working person became more and more of a protected by the labor unions, more and more Americans were beginning to understand the importance of a fair deal for the working man. And so in 30 states in the union, they had what was called a working man's holiday. It was kind of an unofficial labor day.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the late 1880s. 30 states passed legislation, first Monday in September, Labor Day. Congress later turned it into a national holiday after there had been this huge labor strike against the Pullman Porter Car Company, in which there was a lot of violence. This is in 1894. And so in the wake of that and the revulsion, because a lot of people were killed, a lot of the workers were killed because the feds came in with the army and the National Guard. And so Congress hastily wrote legislation, and President Grover Cleveland hastily passed that legislation, making Labor Day a national holiday. So basically the antecedents were the Industrial Age and a willingness and understanding a need to correct the exploitation of the working man.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was very well motivated. And, you know, it's been a good start in the way it has evolved. And this is one of those, you know, traditional holidays where you can celebrate. And, you know, there's some, I say, hallowed holidays that we enjoy that I think need to be really where you really need to pause and consider, you know, who made it possible. And in this particular case, this is one where, hey, look at, it's kind of the start of the fall season, and it's kind of the final barbecue, right?
Right.
And fun family time to, you know, come together and really make it an event and also kind of set the stage for Thanksgiving, because it does, you know, you're thankful that you do have a job. We've got more jobs being created right now, as we mentioned, the news about the GDP. You know, things look, you know, they look very positive, all things considered, outside of what, you know, the people in Texas and Louisiana are dealing with. But even in some cases, you know, leave it to the Texans and leave it to, you know, what these people are enduring and their attitudes, Bruce. I mean, you know, dealing with the shock of the devastation and stuff like that. Boy, they're just such a positive example to the rest of us of what unity can do. And, you know, and I think there's going to be some real positive things coming. Who knows? This might be the antecedent of some unity in the legislative body, because, you know, on a couple of fronts, definitely they've got to come to the rescue of these people and make sure that, you know, they have the money they need in order to rebuild.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, as we were talking about before the break, again, this is, I think, really representative of America, not mm-hmm. Charlottesville.
Right.
Okay, I'm watching the news, and I'm seeing there's as many traffic jams going into Houston as going out, and the people in those traffic jams are people in trucks and vans and cars, and what are they doing? They're bringing food and medicine and water and blankets to help out people that they've never met before and probably will never meet again. And, you know, but this is neighbor helping neighbor. This is people helping you when you're in need. This is what is going on in Houston, Texas right now. And that, to me, is representative of our country, not Charlottesville, Virginia.
Exactly. And all this stuff that is being ginned up, you know, by Antifa and the lunatic fringe, Bruce, as you and I are aware of. I mean, this is basic, you know, poli-sci 1A. You learn that almost about the first day of class, that you got that lunatic fringe. And the media has given them way too much presence and place in the public debate here, to the point that we are abandoning you know, values and signs. I mean, you know, these statues are there. Look at, if you have an understanding of the statues, it is a reminder of a lesson learned. But, you know, obviously some lessons have not been taught and passed on in such a way to where people want to look at these statues and you know, and be offended by them and, you know, that sort of thing. And maybe we need to analyze that a little bit further where there is some clear offense, then put them in the museum. But let's not get rid of them altogether like this.
Yeah, because again, Bill, they are reminders of our past, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea of history is to make sure that you're inspired by the good and you're taught by the bad so that you don't repeat the bad. And if you remove all these statues, you're not going to have those conversations. Okay, so you're mom and dad, and you're walking past the statue of Robert E. Lee, and the little kid says, who's that? What's he all about? And you explain to him, you know, in terms that he will understand, he's the guy who was working, he was fought in the Civil War. Let me tell you about the Civil War. It was about slavery, about ending slavery on one side, preserving it on the other, and slavery was a bad thing. This gives you a kind of an excuse, or it gives you an opening to explain
exactly.
to your child an important part of history.
Yeah, he wasn't a broadcaster with the name Robert Lee, kicked out of the broadcasting booth because his name was too close. I mean, this is how unhinged we become. So the takeaway for Labor Day 2017, Bruce, what could we hope for?
Well, my takeaway is that this country is not as divided as the mainstream media has painted us out to be. That this country, the real America, as I pointed out in my Thinking Out Loud column that'll come out later on today, the real America is not Washington, D.C. It is the real people who are in, you know, Taos, New Mexico, and Gary, Indiana, and Joliet, Illinois, and Davenport, Iowa, the people who get up every day, go to work to provide their families, and here's a holiday to celebrate their morality, their individual responsibility, their sense of community, all the good things about this country.
And the liberty to to work hard and get a good pay for a hard day's work. That's what this is all about. And congratulations. Enjoy your Labor Day 2017. Bruce Kaufman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Cool, hardworking music here. Because we got to transition into Stephen Moore, of course. Steve, along with Steve Forbes, Larry Kudlow, and Arthur Laffer, co-founders of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. And we want to talk about the tax code. 80,000-page tax code. Overwhelming, Steve. And hopefully Congress may have learned, at least the Republican side, of what happened with the health care. It was like they tried to chew too much of this elephant instead of breaking it down. And your suggestion is that we should, kiss it up a little bit, just keep it simple, stupid, right?
That's right. I mean, we should cut taxes for families, cut taxes for businesses, and that should be the message. Republicans should be the party of tax cuts. If we do this, I think it'll be rocket fuel for the economy, Bill. I think we'll see millions of new jobs. We want to cut the corporate rate from the highest in the world to one of the lowest. That will bring a lot of jobs back to America.
And, of course, this is a tough thing, Steve, right now, after dealing with, the big hit on, Texas and now Louisiana, about a fourth of our economy here. We just experienced our first 3% GDP, first time, what, in 8-9 years. And we've got to get on the other side of this. We're going to have to rebuild with a sense of immediacy. And the temptation of Congress is going to be, hey, maybe now is a bad time to cut, when we probably need to stick our head right into the wind and stay the course on these cuts that have been a long time coming. And I'm with you. Corporate tax rate of 15%. I've agreed with you from day one on that. I think that is that would go a long way in terms of repatriating some offshore dollars, repatriating some businesses that have gone outside of the country.
Oh, there's no doubt. In fact, it's funny, Bill. I was on Irish Public Radio yesterday, and they're terrified that America is going to cut the corporate rate because so many businesses
exactly.
have moved out of America to Dublin, and they're like, no, don't do this.
Yeah.
China doesn't want to cut our corporate rate. No other country wants Trump to succeed in this. But, you mentioned the growth rate. We're up to 3.4% right now for this quarter. Remember, at the beginning of the year, everybody said, Trump will never get us to 3%. We're already up to 3.4. I believe we get the tax cut done, Bill. We're going to get to 4.
Right. Well, and this is in spite of going through a rebuilding process. How will this hurt us or help us in terms of the rebuilding of Texas?
Oh, it's a devastation. There's no question about it. We're talking about maybe $100 billion of losses, and I don't believe for a minute this idea, that somehow this is going to be good for the economy because we're all jobs to rebuild. I mean, look, this is a fallacy that was exposed 300 years ago by Frederick Bastiat. You don't break windows to hire people to fix them. And so it's going to hurt the economy. But gas prices are starting to rise already, Bill. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see a higher gas price in your neighborhoods around the country. And that hurts the economy too. So, but I'm so proud of the people of Texas,
aren't you?
Yeah. Coming together.
So.
And, it's so funny and this, ironic that this comes on the heels of what happened in Charlottesville. And for 2 or 3 weeks, all the networks are saying, what a racist country this is. And what I see in Texas, I have so many friends there in the Houston area. They say, look, you got blacks working next to Hispanics, Americans helping out each other, rebuilding their homes, acts of charity, and it's just great to see. It's the best of America, and I'm so proud of Texas.
Well, this is America. What we saw at Charlottesville, what we have been seeing in Berkeley and on display is the lunatic fringe, and the mainstream media has gone overboard
in
trying to make them bigger than what they are. That's not who we are. We're more Texan than we are Charlottesville and these lunatics in Berkeley.
Amen to that. The crazy, white supremacists represent about 0.0001%. And then you got these crazy people on the left that probably represent less than 1%. So the media is just inflamed this, as if somehow this represents anyone. But 98% of Americans are great people who are, who believe what Martin Luther King said, that you judge a man by the content of his character, not the color of his skin.
Well, your plan is pretty consistent with what President Trump announced as well. So obviously, in some regard, you were an advisor to him during the campaign, but he must be listening to you guys still, because he said he's got 4 principles for tax reform, and it seems to be a bit simplistic. But I like your caution that you're kind of putting an asterisk here and saying, hey, look, this is going to be a process. Let's go win some things here in tax reform, but let's not take down the entire elephant in one fell swoop, because we could get bogged down here real quick.
That's right, and I think that's where Trump is headed. I like the fact that Trump really, it was a call to action, that speech that he gave in Missouri. He said, look, everybody's got to get involved in this. Get your congressman, get your senator, get them on board this tax cut. I see all these liberal senators saying, oh, my gosh, this is a tax cut for the rich. No. Everybody's going to benefit. The economy's going to grow. If businesses are healthier, look, most people who own, successful businesses do get rich. There's nothing wrong with getting rich in this country.
Exactly.
And if you put more money in their businesses, they're not going to go to Bahamas or something like that. They're going to put that money back in the business and hire
exactly.
more workers, or maybe, purchase another truck or more computers. And that means more workers, higher pay. This is good for everybody. As John F. Kennedy used to say, it's a rising tide that will lift all boats.
Exactly. Well, and it's these entrepreneurs, Steve, that, you know, when you go back to the grassroots and the origin of their organizations, they were the ones that went to mom and dad and mortgaged homes and, you know, borrowed money from friends and family. Boy, they put it all on the line, and they're the ones that hired people, provided jobs and opportunity for them. And so now we're going to penalize them because of the risk reward benefit.
Yeah, you know, I think about people like my dad who, you know, when I was growing up, Bill, he was not around a lot. He was working 50 or 60 hours a week to build that business. You know, at the end of his working life, he had, you know, 50 or 60 employees. And, you know, he worked his whole life and he paid his taxes. And, you know, one of the worst taxes of all that we got to get rid of is this death tax.
Now, exactly.
When he dies, he's going to have to pay 50% of everything he earned and everything he saved and put all the sweat equity he put in that business is going to go to the government. No. Now, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not American.
Yeah, that's owning your soul to the company store. You know,
by the way, oftentimes, Bill, you're right. Oftentimes people have to sell the family business, the heirs, just to pay the taxes.
Exactly.
You know, and that's craziness. But for now, very simple. We cut the business tax rate to 15% for all 26 million small businesses in this country. We allow companies to repatriate money back to the United States at a 10% rate. We can bring back trillions of dollars from overseas. And then we give every American about a $2,000 tax cut by doubling the standard deduction. And isn't that simple and easy to understand? Everybody benefits. Everybody gets a tax cut. And let the liberals argue against that.
Exactly. And it's hard to argue with something that is that easily discernible as opposed to the Health Care Act, which Jonathan Gruber wrote up purposely to confuse people.
Exactly.
So that we could still be confused to this day, still trying to figure out what to do. But this is discernible and real life. I mean, a $2,000 tax cut, not, some promise that's going to go off in the wind somewhere.
And to win on this, you know, Trump has to go out there around the country. He's got to go on TV in the Oval Office.
Exactly.
To engage the American people.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Why is it that Paul Ryan and McConnell aren't behind this 15%? To me, the 15% rate is a no-brainer.
Well, Paul Ryan he wants the lowest rate he can possibly get. I'm a close friend of Paul's. I mean, sometimes he makes it too complicated. Mitch McConnell, I don't get Mitch. I don't understand when he, you know, gave a speech a week or two ago saying, oh, it's so hard to get things done in Washington and we didn't have enough time. And it's like, maybe if you didn't take all of August off in a vacation, you might have gotten this done.
Well, even his wife had to say, I stand by both my men, right?
She's in a tough position. But,
I'm telling you.
Mitch and Paul Ryan have to deliver a victory. The president needs a W here. The country needs a W. It'll be so good for the economy, especially given the hit that we took with Houston. You know, that's the stimulus the economy needs, a tax cut stimulus.
And the other part, Steve, is the GOP is looking for any kind of victory in 2018.
Got it.
They need some answers here as well. Steve, I always appreciate the great work that you guys are doing, and thank you so much for coming on. Steve Moore, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan Lemon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, getting by.
Bill Martinez Live.
It's all part of the Labor Day theme. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Ray Comfort joins us now. Ray, founder, CEO of Living Waters, and the best-selling author of more than 80 books, including Hell's Best Kept Secret, Scientific Facts in the Bible, and The Evidence Bible. He co-hosts with actor Kirk Cameron the award-winning TV program The Way of the Masters, seen in over 200 countries. Also the executive producer of movies like Audacity 180, Evolution versus God, and many others, which has been seen by millions. Brother Ray, always good to have you with us. How you been?
Oh, really good. Thank you. Yeah, well, praying for Houston, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. We've got that. And then Hurricane Irma is, we're not sure exactly where it's heading, but I'm in California right now, heading to the East Coast, so I may be there in time to say hello, Irma, you know? I don't know. Whatever God wants. Ray, I want to talk about your new book, it's Think on These Things. Now, I've known you as a man of God that took Jesus' words seriously when he said that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And I like you. When we met, you just so inspired me. And even then, I was in a daily devotional. But you inspired me to think about, okay, what else could I do that I needed to have? I needed to do something beyond, or maybe even focus in on a book of the Bible. And, 1 year as a devotional, I was reading Timothy Keller's book he and his wife put together about Psalms. And I like like what you have done with the book of Proverbs. Think on these things. Tell us about this new book.
Yeah, the book is about the wisdom of God. You know, God offers us wisdom. He says wisdom is the principal thing. He that gets wisdom loves his own soul. And every day I pray for wisdom because I'm a clut. I'm an idiot. I'm always doing things wrong, and I'm not kidding.
Hey, you're not alone. You got company here. I want you to know that, okay?
If you've got wisdom, you'll mm-hmm. think right, you'll do right, you'll pray right, and you won't make mistakes. And mm-hmm. so the book of Proverbs is power-packed full of wisdom. It's an instruction book for humanity. And I know that when I get an appliance, I tend to throw the instructions to one side because I'm a man who needs instructions mm-hmm. on how to do this thing. And when I end up finishing it, there's like six or seven nuts and bolts left over, and I think, oh, where's the instruction?
Yeah.
And humanity tends to do that with the instruction book God gave us. Just watch the news tonight and see the nuts and bolts and the mess the world has made because it won't listen to the wisdom of God.
Exactly.
So I got 365 readings from Proverbs. You know, the scriptures speak of meditating on the word of God, and often we attack it like my dog attacks its food. I watch my dog eat food, and I think, are you crazy? Haven't you got taste buds? What are you?
Yeah, right.
And it's gone. And did you taste it?
Yes.
And we sometimes it's our 10 chapters today. No. Meditate on it. Chew it over. Absorb mm-hmm. it into your system. Let it energize you for the day. And Proverbs
exactly.
certainly has stuff to meditate on. It saved me. It saved me getting beaten up. The wisdom that's in Proverbs.
As you say, Ray, the culture is so crazy and unhinged right now. I mean, we are the personification of Isaiah 5. You know, the things that are evil are called good, good, evil. And if you don't have anything to balance out the insanity of the culture, your worldview, your thinking is going to be, in the words of Zig Ziglar, rather stinky. You'll be a stinking thinker, and that's not good for you.
You see, humanity thinks it knows how to handle marriage, and we see the mess that marriages are in. In every area of society, we make a mess of it. You know, the soft answer turns away wrath. That has saved me so much trouble. I drive my car once, and as I turn into a park, I cut a guy off. He has a van behind me. He overtook me, and he parked his van, and he parked it angrily, if you can imagine that.
You're right.
He got out, stomped across. He was fuming. It was road rage many years ago. Mm. Came up to me. I wound down my window. I thought I'd better face the music, and he said, that was a very stupid thing to do. I said, I know. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And he said, oh, have a nice weekend.
Yes.
And it just diffused his anger. A soft answer turns away wrath. And sometimes as Christians, we think we're thinking right. Like you see two people arguing. As a Christian, should you be a peacemaker? Well, the Bible says if you interfere with people having an argument, like someone who grabs an angry dog by both its ears, mm-hmm. you're going to get bitten.
Right.
You know, it says don't greet your neighbor loudly in the morning. I've got a sanguine personality. I jump out of bed and say, I'm alive, thank you, God. And, and the Bible says, don't greet your neighbor loudly, it'll be counted as a curse to you.
Yeah.
So there's so much in Proverbs that can save us so much pain. And I put them into this little book called Think of These Things. And I got to tell you, when the publisher sent me artwork, I was depressed about it. I thought, this is just a horrible-looking book. Mm-hmm. Then when it physically came, it wasn't white because it was black with silver writing on the front in the title. And it is the most beautiful quality book, written 80 books. This is the most beautiful book I've ever seen. It's the sort of book you could, it's small, it's the sort of thing you could give to a king. It's such high quality, and it's great for a gift to give to someone.
Yeah.
Because it not only contains the wisdom of God, but contains very subtle and gentle reminders that we have a responsibility towards the lost. The people are going to hell, and we're called to reach out to them with the gospel.
Exactly. A gift that you'd give to a king or a child of the king, right?
Yes, that's true.
Exactly. Well, in the book, each daily devotion includes a proverb for the day. As you said, you didn't go and say, hey, let's go after an entire chapter. We're going to have, as the Bible refers to, one of my favorite words is Selah. You have to have a Selah moment, right? It is that stop sign, that cautionary sign that comes out in a word and people, well, I see that Selah. What does that Selah mean? I mean, stop. Stop and meditate. And this is what you do. That whole book is just it's a Selah book, huh? Isn't it?
Yeah, I've been reading the Bible every day without fail for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not without fail. And I thought every Christian did that until about 35 years ago. I began asking congregations, do you read the Bible every day without fail? And only about 5% could put their hands up.
Yeah.
We kind of slack when it can. We're not disciplined. and you will have breakfast. And I say, no Bible, no breakfast, no read, no feast. Seek first the kingdom of God. I'm not saying read Leviticus before you get out of bed. That's going to give you indigestion. Yeah. Just chew over the words of Jesus. Chew over Psalms. Chew over Proverbs. Meditate on it and let it guide you and energize you for that day. So that's why we've published this book.
And that's the thing, you know, Ray, to your point, and, you know, George Barn has done extensive research on this as well, in terms of those Christians who, you know, are supposed to have a biblical worldview. How few, even including senior pastors of church, I don't know how, I mean, even, I mean, forget about whether you're a senior pastor or anybody, even if you just say you're a Christian, or even you have a desire to be, how to not be in the Word of God. I don't know how you live life without connecting yourself on, you know, the very essence of your spiritual life that is so so necessary and vital.
Well, I don't know if you've seen some of the testimonies that are coming out of Fox News from people who are in this horror that is in Houston, where they're saying, God is good. We've got, you know, we thank God. And some guy, he's lost everything. He says, I thank God. Yeah. And what the ungodly don't realize that we have something so precious. Faith in God lifts you above the flood. It gives you peace in the storm. And it's even going to carry us through death.
Yes.
It's just, faith is in every area that we look in. People despise faith, especially atheists. I don't have faith. Come on, if a doctor gives you a pill, you take the pill. You don't even think twice. You're risking your life. You don't listen to the pill. You get on an elevator and have faith in the cable. You trust a pilot that you've never seen. You don't say, is he drunk? Has he got credentials? You just walk into a plane, strap in, and trust your life to a pilot. Some people even trust politicians. And faith is, we exercise faith every single, even when we sit in a chair. We're trusting the chair with our weight. So we're talking about faith in God, the immutable promises of God. It is impossible for God to lie. That means you can throw yourself blindfolded and without reserve into his hands, and he will never, ever disappoint you.
Exactly. And when you talk about immutable, the immutability of God, it's like I tell people, like, you know, even this, that claim to be atheists, I go, well, where do you think gravity comes from? I mean, if you think that, you know, that that's willy-nilly, you know, get up on top of the rooftop and jump and see see how gravity works. And if that, and then tell me God does not exist just in that simple experiment.
Yeah, you won't be here in that experiment. But, you know, an atheist is atheism. We tend to think of an atheist, oh, he's intellectual. No, he's not. The Bible says he's a fool. Mm-hmm. He believes the scientific impossibility that nothing created everything. It's crazy to be an atheist. And yet millions embrace atheism because it gives them a license to follow their hormones and get in fornication, pornography, and homosexuality, adultery without qualms of conscience. Because if there's no God, there's no right and no wrong.
Yeah.
So what we've done with the devotional is feed these sort of truths into people so that you can share your faith without fear. I have fear, but you can overcome your fears. Mm. It's like if I said to you, Bill, I want you to dive in to a pond that's filled with ice that will kill you in 2 minutes. It's that cold. You'd say, you'd never get me to do that. Mm. I say, Bill, a four-year-old child just fallen into that pond. You would dive in without hesitation. You'd freak out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Save that child, because love is so powerful. And the Bible uses this analogy. It's that, you know, we talk about the freezing waters of evangelism and diving into them because we love sinners. But the Bible uses another analogy. It says, others having compassion, making a difference, pulling them from the fire, even hating garments spotted by the flesh. So we have a tremendous responsibility, and this little book will equip you to overcome your fears and share your faith because you're motivated by the love of God.
Well, Ray, congratulations on the book. Thank you again. You have been one to share so openly, and this is a true blessing. Think on these things. Wisdom for Life from Proverbs, 365 daily devotionals, available at all the usual places. I take it, Ray Comfort.
Yes, and Sam's Club have it, which is wonderful, Amazon.com and LivingWaters.com.
And of course,
Sam's Club for taking it, but just thrilled.
That's great, and we're going to link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Ray, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us, as always. Stay in touch.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Take care. All right, bye.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters.